So basically, growing up, apparently I said that I wish I was white. Excuse me. Which, that's heartbreaking to hear. But my mom was at the same time glad to hear that, that's not how I feel anymore. But I would say, looking back at it, I think one of the reasons why I felt this way growing up was because I always felt like I didn't belong in where I was supposed to belong, quote unquote. I'm born 100% black, nappy hair and all, or coarse hair and all, whatever you want to call it. But the people that I was, that I gravitated towards due to my own interest that I happen to like, I can't choose what I'm interested in. I couldn't, I didn't choose to be interested in like rock music. You feel me? I didn't choose to like wrestling with the passion, pro wrestling, and seeing all these, and like skateboarding. You feel me? Seeing all these people in all these places as, white people, generally speaking, you will find the vast majority of rock bands to be white people, pro wrestlers, white people, skateboarders, white people, so people that I would like spending time with would be people who might like those things to some extent. You feel me? The representation and the things that I was interested in, a lot of it didn't look like me, you feel me? And then also the people that I was friends with happened to be, white people as well. I grew up in a diverse area, so it wasn't just white people. It was white, black, Hispanic, Asian, it's a mixture, but sometimes I'll be around a lot of white people and that shit would be pointed out, the fact that, I'm black. I'm one of the black people. One of the only black people. And not that anything is wrong with being black, but growing up as a kid, whenever you're pointed out to be, the odd one out, you don't want to be, because even though there's nothing wrong with being black and being the only black person in a certain area, they make you feel like it, because whenever you're something's pointed out, hey, you're black. You're the only black person, It makes you look at yourself, you're like, oh shit. Not that I didn't know what I look like, but I didn't know what that meant. It never mattered to me until the point when somebody else pointed it out. So it's not that I didn't know that I was black, but I didn't know I was black. Black meaning it's more than just my skin color to other people. You feel me? I had to learn that that shit actually mattered. It's like for me, before it was pointed out to me by other kids and other people in general, being my skin color was the same thing as, somebody has fucking, somebody's wearing a red shirt, somebody's wearing a blue shirt. It's like, we all got shirts, we all wearing clothes, we all wearing shirts. Why does the color mean anything? You feel me? But then I started to, I guess, see fault in being black because of the fact that it was pointed out, and it's human nature for people to create a us versus them mentality. I can't say that I necessarily dealt with racism too much growing up, like at an early childhood age, like from 3 years old, which is the earliest I can remember, to the end of elementary school. But I knew that it existed. And me seeing a lot of, like I said, the big three, skateboarding, rock music, and pro wrestling, one thing that stood out to me was their hair. Me being a black boy, our default from the 2000s was, keeping it short, like fade haircut, you feel me? Like a ball fade or whatever, or a buzz cut really low, you feel me? And I was like, damn, all these rock stars, all these wrestlers, all these skateboarders have this long hair that fucking flows in the wind. I want my hair like that, you know? And my mom had to explain to me, like, your hair doesn't grow like that. Our hair grows up, you know? We have coarse hair. We don't have loose hair patterns, you know? So it's not gonna grow like that. And I was like, damn, bro. You know? That was something that made me feel like, shit. Why not? You know, something that I want is not obtainable to me, and it's because of my skin color. You feel me? So that was one thing. And then, I don't know exactly when this played a part, but I'm sure at some point, I know at some point it played a part where just my music taste, being around black people, my music taste being rock music. It wasn't only rock music, I like all types of genres. I like jazz, I like Latin, like bossa nova or whatever. I like rap, R&B, I like everything, but I would also listen to rock music. And the thing is, people are waiting to find one thing about you that's different from the rest so they can outcast you and create a us versus them mentality. And once my black friends knew that I listened to rock music, oh, I was a white boy, I didn't fit in, I stood out. Different things, me liking skateboarding, why do you like skateboarding? My black friends would question me because generally speaking, they weren't into that type of stuff. For black kids, it's about fashion and style, like how do you dress? That shit didn't matter to me. And it also didn't matter to my white friends, we didn't care about that stuff that much. So whenever I came around my black friends, the things that they were interested in or the things that didn't really matter as much to me, and the things that I was interested in, they weren't, they was like, we don't really like that, So I was outcasted by them as well, as by the black people. Like, why you dress like that? I'll get roasted by the way I dress and everything. And for me, I guess me wanting to be like saying that I wish I was white as a kid was more about not me. Was just me wanting to feel like I could be myself and accepted. And, like I wanted to have my interest because I didn't want to sacrifice my interest, the things I was interested in. I just wanted to have those things and be accepted in the group where it was accepted in so I wouldn't have to get bothered by people, It's like if I was white and like rock music and skateboarding and pro wrestling and had long, like wanted to have long hair, all that stuff is normal, you feel me? That's natural for that group of people. So I saw it as, that's what it is, 'Cause a black person wouldn't be like, why do you like rock music to a white person? 'Cause it's like, oh, okay, I get it, That's generally speaking, you guys are the type of people who like that, just like black people are generally the type of people who like rap music. You feel me? And like I said, it was more about me just feeling like I didn't have a place to belong because I was too black for the white people, but too white for the black people. Because your skin color still does play a part. Your skin color, your hair texture. I was getting called bald growing up my whole life. I'm like, dog, my barber spent 45 minutes on my haircut just for me to come to school and you call me bald? Like, nigga, this shit is a bald fade. This shit is clean. Don't brush my hair backwards. I'm working on my waves. You feel me? Certain cultural differences that certain people don't get. You feel me? I had to teach my teacher that shit. And this stuff is, it means a lot to me because it's what shapes me as a human being. And I know I'm not the only person who experiences it because, like I said, before, I tend to relate to a lot of mixed people, mixed race people, due to this reason. Growing up, I was never enough for one side. You know, I had to make sure if I was listening to Nirvana, if I was listening to Seether, if I was listening to Linkin Park, whoever I was listening to that was rock music and wasn't generally what black people listen to, I had to make sure it was cut down so they didn't hear it and they wouldn't mess with me, you know. And you know, one thing about black people is that, you know, they like to roast a lot. That was not me. That's not who I ever was. Still not to this day. So I used to just get heated on, bro. Just not enough for neither side. Or for any side, really, because yeah, I knew that I sometimes it was like I had to know that I stood out because the world didn't let me be myself and just be myself. The world reminded me all the time that I was black, you know? I'm black, so this is what I'm supposed to be like, this is what I'm supposed to like, this is what I'm supposed to not like, and I'm going to act a certain way, you know? 'Cause like I said, I grew up in a diverse area, bro. I had Hispanic neighbors, who, you know, they had birth. There was three of them, three siblings who had birthdays 3 times a year. You feel me? I never liked the candy because all the candy was spicy. I didn't get that because I'm not from that culture. But you know, all the friends in the area and the family members liked it. I just like hitting the piñata. You feel me? Because one thing about them, they knew how to party. They knew how to make stuff fun. But I didn't know what they were saying half of the time because they all fucking spoke Spanish and I didn't, you know. So, you know, being in a diverse area, I get to experience these things, which I'm really grateful for. But at the same time, it has made me feel a lot more outcasted. So it's like I've had a lot of different friends from different backgrounds, you know. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, you know, Middle Eastern, African, from every continent, you know. Which is pretty cool, you know. But I related to them because of who they were as individuals, you know. 'Cause that's who I was. I didn't want people to relate with me because of my skin color, 'cause they was gonna be disappointed. You feel me? But at the same time, I was never able to forget what my skin color was. Sometimes I had to make sure I knew, you know. So me wanting to be white growing up, or me saying that. You know, thank God I don't feel that way anymore. But it was just me wanting to find, you know, wanting to be able to find peace and being myself without being judged for the things that I like, you know. Middle school, I would say, you know, that's when I started to have a lot more black friends, so the rock music had to be even quieter, you know. The way that I dressed, you can't hide that shit. Me wearing ripped up baggy jeans, running shoes, and a Nirvana shirt just 'cause that's how I was feeling that day. You know, you don't get a free pass on that shit when you got majority black friends, you feel me? I got roasted. You know, I had days, well, every day I was very mindful. Every day I picked out my outfit, I was like, yo, I know people are gonna talk to me a certain way. They're gonna roast me. They're gonna get on me for this. You know, I couldn't dress the way that I dressed Not that I was really into fashion to begin with. They were into the make sure you got the latest J's, the new Nike Elite socks, you feel me? Make sure that you matchy matchy with your colors, you feel me? All that stuff. That was what it was. I remember the LeBron 12s was hot at the time. The KD 7s, you feel me? That was 6th grade, 7th grade. Man, the Nike Elite socks were all the, especially the white boys used to wear all Nike Elite outfit, like looking like a bright ass highlighter. The compression shirts and the shorts, the black and neon yellow shorts, the socks, they had the whole outfit. But it was about brands in middle school and matchy matchy colors, you know, and make sure you got the right shoes and socks to go with it. And to me, none of that shit really mattered, really. I was not concerned about none of that, but they made it matter to me because I couldn't exist without it being reminded, like, bro, you not where you should be. You not you lame, you feel me? So if I was still feeling that way in middle school, I don't think I was, but I just knew I didn't fit in and I didn't belong because they reminded me about that shit every day. The things I didn't care about, they cared a lot about. So the fact that I didn't care, they made me care about it. They was gonna remind me how fucked up it is that I wore this. And the things that I cared about, like, you know, they don't care about, so they're gonna roast me for that too. Yeah, that was just middle school, man. Having to, you know, mentally prepare myself for whatever I wore, I was gonna be made fun of. And sometimes I would show up with a button-up shirt, you feel me? And some whatever, you know. But if it wasn't athletic gear with a bunch of name brands, that's Nike or Adidas or Jordan, you know, they don't have a field day. And from high school to now, the thing is, it's less about what I look like and it becomes more of who I am around. Maybe not necessarily friends, but romantic partners, you know. I had to, you know, that shit never goes away, even if it's not reflected in the way that I dress necessarily. 'Cause I just dress well presented now. You know, it's not really a, people don't care as much when you get older about what you're wearing. You know, 'cause it's like we've grown out of that shit. And I don't, you know, I was wearing some questionable outfits back then, you know. I used to wear sweaters and button down white shirts and fucking khaki pants with polo shoes to school, bro. Like, that shit was uncomfortable, but my dad convinced me, oh, you can wear that to school. You know, wearing fucking 3/4 leg shorts with the fucking strings coming off the sides. The basic dad jean shorts or whatever. Anywho, from high school to now, one thing I notice is that, you know, if I'm not with a girl, that's not. If I'm with the people who I, like I said, the people who I chose to be around me, oftentimes centered around the individual and not necessarily the race or whatever, you know, because I want to be chosen for who I am as an individual. Because if you chose me for my race or what you thought you was going to get with me, you will be sadly mistaken because I'm not anything that you could guess me to be from, you know, face value. So when, you know, when I would be out with a white girl or something, or a girl that's just pale in general, that's not black, you know. People will stare at me, or a girl that just doesn't look like we would know each other, because, like I said, I choose them for the individual, for who they are, what their interest is, their personality, and their character, not all the time just solely off of their looks, you feel me? To some extent, obviously, it will be to their looks, but you know. Okay, so I was out in the mall with a white girl, you know, and I got so many fucking stares and looks, you know. People already get, you know, mostly black people. But sometimes I will even go in, and you know, if I'm out with a Asian girl, you know, who, whatever. People look at us. We don't look like we would know each other or nothing like that. We don't know. We don't look like we would be together. But people stare and look, and they make judgments. You know, it's obvious. You can see it in their eyes. It's always people who are judging me and judging the people that I'm with and all types of things, you know, because that's just what people do. I know there's black people who will see me as a sellout if I'm around the right black people who are like, if you're not with a black woman, then you can't be pro-black, you know. And you know, like I said, I don't choose people for race. That's not who I am as a person. You can be a great black person, great black woman, but I'm not just going to choose you just because you're black. I'm not just going to choose you just because you're white or any other ethnicity or race or whatever, because that shit don't matter to me. You know, who are you as a person? Can we bond on the same things? You know, and I can't help the fact that the certain music that I listen to is more geared towards white people, you know, and I might be, you know, I might relate with the white girl a little more because of that, you know, or the, you know, just certain things. Like my values tend to be more Asian, you feel me? Or more, a lot of my values are Asian because I grew up doing Taekwondo, you know, and that's a Korean teaching, you feel me? So a lot of the things I did growing up come from that as well, you feel me? Like I'm so influenced by so many different backgrounds that you can't just see me for face value. So, you know, when it comes to my relationship values, it might be more Korean, which is why I bond a lot with this Wajin shawty, this white and Asian shawty, you feel me? But they don't know that, you feel me? I am who I am, and I don't choose people off of the race. I just choose people off of the people that I bond with the most. And I hate that you know, I have to get judged every step of the way because this does make me feel like an outcast. And it's like I can't help but be aware of how people are seeing me, you know. Even if it's friends, you feel me? Friends or people, associates that I'm around. You know, if I'm seen around some nerdier outcast kids or whatever, I can relate to them because of that, you know, us being outcasts. You feel me? I can relate to them more than I can relate to the black kids who play for the basketball team because growing up, I never was into basketball. Therefore, I never played basketball. So I never really became good at it. I'm decent now. I can shoot and everything. I got fundamentals down to where I don't look too out of place, but at the same time, I'm still out of place, you know? But yeah, man, I guess this is just about me having to deal with, you know, the world and society as a whole reminding me that I am not this and I am that and I'm, you know. I think it's cool that I'm pretty unique, but like I said, being outcasted because of your uniqueness isn't the best thing. And I do, like, me wanting to be white, I realize now that it was just me wanting to not be an outcast, not. Sometimes I just want to fit in. Not because I think that one race is better than the other. Sometimes I didn't know what it was, at the time I just saw it as, the simplest way for a 8-year-old kid to simplify things, or seven or however old I was. The easiest way for me to simplify it and make sense of it all at that age was, I wish I was white, but I grow older and I'm 21 now, and I notice, I don't want to be white. I'm glad that I'm black, honestly. And I'm finally growing out my hair and having it do these unique things. Some areas just hanging down, some areas just sticking straight up, you feel me? But it's coarse all the way through, you feel me? And it's semi-free formed. It's doing what it wants to do, and it's just an expression of who I am as a person. And that's pretty cool. So now I realize I don't want to be white, or I don't want to be this or that. I never wanted to stand out so much, because standing out so much, people constantly have to remind you that you're sticking out like a sore thumb. You're the ugly duckling in every single group, because you're not enough of them to them, Every group I get in, they'll find something to point out about me that's not like the rest, because I'm so much of a, I'm like a melting pot of an individual. So what it was the whole time was, I just didn't want to stand out, because I never liked standing out. But, sometimes you just will. There's nothing you can really do about it. It's just, now it's just a case of me trying to learn how to embrace it. And I'm still struggling with it to this day a lot, which is where a lot of my anxiety comes from, because I already have this preconceived thought of, I'm not gonna be what they like. I'm not gonna be, I know I'm not gonna be what they expect, but I'll probably not be enough of what they like either. And yeah, I guess that's why it's hard for me to make friends, because on top of my anxiety and lack of social skills, I'm so different than so many other people that would try to even engage with, So, and this is not me trying to come off as edgy or whatever, like, oh, I'm an outcast, oh, I'm this, this is really just the story of my life, and this is just me expressing it and coming to terms with it and understanding it for myself as well, that this is not just something that I chose to do just because I thought it was cool. This is just how shit happened to go down, and I'm just, I know one day I'll have to accept it and embrace it. But that day just seems like it's so damn far away, I'm getting a lot better with it, Sometimes I still do feel like I have to cut down my radio when I'm listening to my rock music in my car and I got my windows down. But, as time goes on, I'll cut it up a little bit more, After every single day, I'll cut it up a little bit more, because I care a little less about what they think. So yeah, that's about it.